Mo Reese. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLand.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who gives out the shittiest candy on Halloween, Mr. Richard Avery.
Boo!
Did I scare you?
A little bit, no.
I love Halloween candy.
You love Halloween candy? What's your favorite Halloween candy?
All of the above.
Everything.
Everything.
See,
except I don't like candy corn anymore, and I don't like, what do you call it, that, like...
Caramel apple?
I don't like caramel apples, period, but I don't like, I don't know what it is. There's this one candy I don't like. I'll think of it. I'll let you know.
Now, I mean, when I was a kid, it was all about the top shelf candy.
Yeah.
That my parents would try and steal. Yeah, it was
the full candy bar. When you got a full candy bar.
Those people were rich.
That was serious shit.
Now, grandma made the popcorn balls and did the whole thing, but that was more of a Christmas thing. So we'd have red and green and it was all exciting. So today on the official Halloween episode, what's funny is we don't normally do dated episodes, but today is actually Halloween if you're listening to this.
No. Yes, today is Halloween.
Yeah, it is. This is
trick or treat.
Yes, trick or treat to you, if you will.
And I see you brought a trick.
But, yeah, no, I got a trick here. But more importantly, yesterday.
Yes.
This is what's going to be fun. Yesterday was my 38th birthday.
Wow.
And so.
You don't, you know, 38 is the new 48. That's what's amazing.
Yeah. I feel like it. And so I guess today, since it's Halloween, my girlfriend is actually working. She is on a set right now working. I'm not sure for who. But today, as a guest, we have Alex Chance. Hello, Alex.
That made no sense, what you just said.
Okay, so let's go ahead and explain the cute chick what actually just happened there. This is airing on Halloween, so technically today is Halloween. Like, we're doing a live episode. But really, we're 2 weeks early, so... I guess
on Halloween you'll
my
be working.
Birthday is in 2 weeks, the day before Halloween.
I understood that, but you were trying to say like it was Halloween and it's not.
But it is.
That's what
it is. I know.
And it
is
Halloween. Today, so
why are you? Otherwise, why are you wearing a costume?
Exactly.
Exactly. Well, you know, I like to dress up. I like exactly. role play.
This is how I dress up on Saturdays.
I do pornography.
This episode is going to be...
I like the costumes. I like Halloween. We're all here in spirit. We got some candy.
What would you say this is? Like a barmaid or something?
A wench?
I think you should be working... It's like Oktoberfest. You should be serving us big steins of beer.
Oh, at that place in Vegas that we went to that was really good. Like Wolfenstein.
It's a Hofbrauhaus.
Yeah.
It's right That's behind...
Like you like right now you're carrying two big jugs of beer.
Right next to my boobs.
No, they are the boobs.
Happy
birthday, Mo.
Thank you. It was yesterday. Okay, let's go with that. Anyhow, so it's the middle of October right now.
But you're 38.
I'm 38.
Maybe if he's lucky, he'll get anal.
Well, there we go. So by the time this airs, we'll find out. And I'll call that bitch out when I find out I don't. Because I guess candy and anal, I don't know how well that goes together.
I think candy and anal goes fine together as long as you're fine.
It comes back out as chocolate.
Doesn't everything come out as chocolate?
So the reason why we're doing this very rambling episode is because my birthday is actually the day before Halloween.
Correct.
And unlike you and Miss Chance over here, I am actually not a fan of Halloween. In fact, the older I get, the less I like it.
He hates Halloween.
But wait. There are reasons which we're here to discuss.
Right, you have me confused. First of all, I'm not a fan of Halloween. I'm not a fan of like costumes, especially for adults. I think costumes are for kids. I think all holidays should have a cutoff date. I've always had this philosophy that everybody for 18, after you hit 18, no more holidays. Mm-hmm. No more Halloween, no more nothing. Because it's for kids. Just like Christmas is for kids.
All right, Mr. Scrooge.
No, it's just...
That's Christmas.
I'm just saying like... No. That's what I believe in. And I think it's weird when adults get into cosplay and costumes and want to play stupid... And take it a little too seriously.
Siri and Mika Tan will fucking
get you.
I know
they will.
You know, I like dressing up. I think it's fun. I freaking love Christmas. I love Christmas. Okay. And I love Halloween. And I'm probably going to love them forever. And I think it's a perfectly healthy, fun thing to do.
I agree.
Express yourself.
I'm not arguing. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. I'm just saying I just have never been a big... The only thing I like about Halloween is the candy.
And I have to agree. When I was younger... Let's go back in time. 25 years almost.
I just wrote a blog post about my favorite Halloween.
Meaning, let's go with 30 years ago.
Yes.
When I was in elementary school.
Correct.
Here's where I started having issues with my birthday being the day before Halloween.
Right.
Things like, usually when it was your birthday, your mom brought in cupcakes.
Right.
Or something cute and fun for the, you know, right. Everybody could have one.
Exactly.
I was never allowed to do that because the next day was Halloween. So there's always Halloween parties. So nobody wanted to give, oh, here's more sugar for kids. Are you going
to? I just want to say I know the feeling because my birthday was on Easter twice. And both those times it was like, hey, it's Easter. It's your birthday. Oh, who cares? You're a tough. Are you going to gnaw on that?
What? No, I was trying to open it.
That's all we can hear.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize you could hear
microphones.
That.
Microphones. Our guest likes making noise.
So I always liked, I hated that fact because I like it's, and it's the same thing. I had a cousin whose birthday was around Christmas and that was always the excuse. Oh, it's Christmas.
My birthday falls close to Easter sometimes.
Okay, my but birthday, back to Mo, my name's in the title, I get to talk about
okay,
me.
Okay, Mo, go ahead.
It's okay, honey.
So we go through, and, you know, I wasn't allowed to do any of that stuff. Now, I enjoyed going out trick-or-treating. I grew up in a trailer park, which we've mentioned before, and so there was a built-in place that we could go around. The people double-wides gave out better candy than the people in the single-wides. It's just how it works. That's life, the circle of life, if you will. As I got older, it just became less interesting at first. And as I got older, it was more and more that as elementary school with just cupcakes became birthday parties became Halloween parties. My birthday was so linked that nobody wanted to come out and go party the day before Halloween and then go back because everybody's doing that.
Right.
Oh, so come along. Let's do a Halloween party. Now, I'm not the selfish bastard that thinks my birthday is all about me. Actually, I am.
I feel like your therapist right now.
I asked my therapist if we could have her come on, and she said she didn't feel comfortable about that.
Right.
And so we will go through. Therapist. This is what happens to my therapist. I lose track of my thoughts.
Right.
So I go through, and everybody wanted to do parties.
Right. No, I get that.
And I just got old. It just got old, and I just decided I didn't like that. So I stopped. I stopped dressing up. I stopped doing Halloween.
And now you're an adult. Get over it.
Yeah. Well, no. Now I'm
now
an adult.
You get to have your birthday on the 30th.
Oh, now he's an adult whose girlfriend is making him dress up for Halloween.
Yay.
No, that's not going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you have to.
I worked for a
photographer. Yes, he does.
Wait, hold on. I worked for a photographer named Peggy Sirota, and her kids were born about 5 days before Halloween, and their birthdays were always Halloween birthdays. Right. And I feel for these children. But because she paid me good money and, you know, she was a dominant woman, I dressed up for Halloween for her. The year I decided to wear the T-shirt that said, "This is my Halloween costume," is the year she told me to leave and go buy a real costume.
I agree.
Like, I had to leave the event because I worked for her. So I went and dressed up as a Cat in the Hat.
Good.
And it was, so I did it like 2 years and it was a thing. But I hated it.
I know. But I think you need to A, confront your fears.
Yes.
B, I think you need to get over it. You're a man. I think you can probably find a costume this year that you'd feel comfortable in.
Unless it's one of those old school plastic ones.
No, you know that. But you don't have to wear some crazy.
Did you not see the look I was giving him?
I don't think you need to go like crazy, you know, Superman or Batman. But you could find a costume if you're creative enough. Like, you could go as, what's his name? Put a suit on and be Kevin Spacey's character in House of Cards.
I told him he should go as, what's his face? And I Dream of Genie, since I'm going as
That's a good idea.
Okay, so if I was...
That's a great idea.
Wait, so what would I dress... Let's see, let's quiz you. What would I dress up as? If she's Genie, what would I dress up as?
You would wear... He was not an admiral, not a general, major. He was Major Nelson. You would wear the army uniform.
Or...
That's pretty much
an astronaut costume.
No, but that would work. The best would be a major. So yeah, and I'm sure to rent something like that, go to, you know, rental houses here. Just go grab a rental. I think that's a good idea. And then you're also too. That's one of those costumes that like is basically like just a suit. So you can
it's a throwaway. So
I think it's a great idea. I'm
now Alex Chance loves Halloween. So Alex, why don't you talk about why you love it so much?
I don't know. I've always loved it. I was also one of those kids that trick-or-treated way longer. Sorry, I'm moving things. I'm fidgety today. I just got my B12 shot yesterday. I trick-or-treated longer than I should have, but I'm a pretty girl, so I get away with it. Yeah, I probably trick-or-treated until I was like 13.
That's not...
13, 14.
I think we went when we were
kids. I was in high school, though. Yeah, I think we went like freshman, sophomore year.
We went to probably like 14, 15, but we didn't like do it like... go to everybody's house. Yeah. We just went to the people that gave the full candy bar.
Yeah, I remember.
And the money.
People always
gave
show up?
Money. There was no one in my neighborhood that gave money.
We had this one house that always gave money every year. Like,
so like a dollar? Like $5?
$5.
Like, did you show up with a pillowcase? Were you one of those, the teenagers? We always hated those that would show up with a pillowcase.
Oh, yeah, I showed up with pillowcases. Yeah.
We always had pillowcases.
See, it was an evolution sort of thing. When we first started trick-or-treating, we didn't really know to do the pillowcase. So we'd do like, you know, the little thing. And then you'd have to go back and like dump it and then go back out. So then... the next year, this is about like 10, we figured it out that we should do the pillowcase, and the pillowcase would get full in my neighborhood. And there was people that had like, it was kind of, you know, an upper middle class neighborhood. So most everyone had the good candy, and there were only a few houses that had like the Whoppers or something.
So my
like
question
that.
To you is, what were your best costumes?
I was Pippi Longstocking one year.
Okay.
My mom braided coat hangers into my pigtails so they would go stick up.
Everybody
straight.
Done that. That's old school.
I was Dorothy. Okay. Dorothy was good, and then I wore Dorothy a few years later, and Dorothy was a lot sluttier than I remember.
Okay.
I had grown like 6 inches in between the Dorothy costume.
So the skirt gets a little higher.
A little bit. I gave out candy though. The dads liked it. I bet. Let's see.
And what else?
I'm trying to. I was a boxer one year. That was really cool.
I was Rocky.
No, I was a boxer and like.
Adrian, cut me.
I had some like actual like boxing trunks because my stepdad works in boxing, and I had the gloves and the wraps and everything. And I had my mom did it, so it looked like I had like a shiner under my eye. It was really cool.
What's your best costume?
Actually, I have to say, when I was a kid, I grew up in Oregon, and it's fucking pitch black, and you know. 5 o'clock.
Hey, you have to preference this costume. It was pitch dark. Like, I didn't see what I put on.
So when I was a kid, so
I could have been raped. No, I was scared.
Kid, I was naked.
It was the old school where you put on the plastic, you know, that tied in the back and the little plastic mask that now that you probably kids probably die from. It's like lawn darts. And so
I've heard those are a bad idea.
I have pictures of me somewhere dressed up as Mork at like 6 years old, dressed up as Mork. But no, I do have to say,
I've heard about this Mork, but I do not know.
Find that picture, please.
I got to. I'll contact my mom. I'll see if she's got to have it somewhere.
That's a blog post.
It may be at home. So, but no, my senior. No, I did the punk rocker type thing, but. It was 1989.
I went to the Invisible
Man. Oh, I was born that year.
Yeah, it was 1989. The Batman with Michael Keaton had come in, and Jack Nicholson was the Joker. But I went out and, as an eighth grader, rocked it. Yeah. Like, I came up with a Joker costume. I did the whole thing. I don't know if there's pictures of that. I hope there are.
I wish there were.
But it's one of those. That was my best year ever. And then as time went on, that's where it faded down. It was like less and less. I didn't care as much.
What about... You just made me think though, like for a costume, what I just said, like go tell people when you go out, just I'm the Invisible Man. You can't see me. You can't see me. I'm invisible.
You're magical. You can see me.
Exactly. You know.
Hey, depending on how fucked up they are, they might believe you.
Who am I talking to? So my question is, because I just wrote a blog post which goes up in about a week of my favorite Halloween,
which is going to be last week.
Yeah. So, what was your favorite Halloween?
It's like Back to the Future.
What's your best Halloween?
No, I mean, it was definitely, I mean, when I was a kid, they kind of all blend together, and I really enjoyed, I had my little pumpkin, handle thing, make the candy.
Your favorite Halloween? Was it a party? Was it, did you get laid from a ghost?
I don't know. Well, one of my more interesting Halloweens.
Like last year's?
No, one of my more interesting Halloweens, I think I was 18, 19, my sister had gotten me into a club. And she was a cop, and I was Little Red Riding Hood. And I like things involving short, fluffy skirts for some reason.
Yeah, exactly. I like to be slutty whatever. I'll be slutty cop. I'll be slutty nurse. I'll be slutty whatever.
Yeah, it's Halloween. You can be as slutty as you can.
Exactly.
Well,
you can be slutty whatever. You can be slutty astronaut. Slutty
and
genie.
We ended up meeting some hockey players. Very, very drunk. Yeah, there was
local
player. Yeah, it was
real like professional.
It was the Admirals. They were a farm team for another team.
I feel a gangbang story coming on.
There was no actually did not have sex.
Most, he shoots, he scores.
Holy puck!
Mostly because he had a small dick. Oh, but I do remember I think it's probably my most memorable Halloween, not necessarily my best Halloween. Arguing with my sister to not drive drunk because she was shit-faced in her cop costume, wobbling in her boots.
Okay.
And then ended up going back to the hockey player's flat. And, yeah, he tried to have sex. That was amusing.
I beat both of you on a best Halloween.
What do you got?
Oh, but I think best Halloween costume I did forget was when I wore a slingshot bathing suit to be an angel.
Would look now, good. That would I would give you all my candy.
Now is your costume PM pre-mork?
Pre-mork. The only costume I
should just say PA.
I think the last time I wore a costume I was probably 5. First of all, I don't do costumes at all of any kind. But my best Halloween, and this makes me mad because she's gonna laugh at me. October 31st, 1991.
Okay. It's 2.
Seattle.
That was my
Seattle Nirvana and Mudhoney at the Paramount Theater.
Oh, I worked there. Exactly. That was now. Where were your seats?
I was on the side of the stage.
Side. Oh, you are. And if you are there's in the
a
seats.
There's a video of it that you can see. It's been around forever, and of the whole show. And this is right when Nevermind was huge, and I was right on the side of the stage for the whole show.
It's funny. I saw the Foo Fighters. I saw the Foo Fighters at that exact.
Did you really?
Thing. Yeah, but I was back when I was working there. Because I was actually presentable and polite and everything. I worked in the loge, which was the front of the theater. Yeah. Front of the balcony, and there's 3 rows there, and that's where all the corporate seating was. So Bill and Melinda Gates would they had their seats. Well, a lot of Microsoft people had their seats. Well, if they weren't there and they didn't give away the tickets, nobody sat there. Exactly. They were open seats and people would try and sneak down. So I'd sit at the top of the little staircase there. My job is to help them down to their seats or not. These people didn't move.
Right.
So I got to sit there and watch Beck, the Foo Fighters,
And John that's a great Denver. And it's a great venue.
Oh, and I have another Halloween story after
it's
you
a,
finish yours.
It's a great venue. No, that's it's cool. An amazing. But you have to admit, my Halloween was great. It was amazing.
That's and phenomenal. And I got
completely drunk afterwards.
Oh, that's great. Of course.
I won't even tell you the whole thing. What was your other Halloween
story? I actually forgot about it. This is actually my best Halloween. It was actually when I met a boyfriend of mine that I ended up dating for a while. He was a sniper in the National Guard, and he was also a recruiter, which they're devious people. So he dressed as he actually dressed as a sniper, like full ghillie suit, full everything. And I was a schoolgirl.
How old were you?
With a gunshot.
Boom. I was 20, 19, 20, somewhere around there.
So 5 years ago.
And
in 1989.
Yes. 1920. And then I dressed as a schoolgirl. I had like the button down shirt that I tied under my tits. I had, the super short schoolgirl, the knee high socks, the, patent leather shoes. And he just watched me the entire night and had a sight on his paintball gun that he had and would like put the little laser pointer on my tits. He watched every guy follow me around the bar the entire night, buy me drinks, and didn't talk to me until the end of the night. Like, we both kind of noticed each other, but he didn't talk to me until the end of the night.
Creeper.
Was the only guy that didn't buy me a drink. Creeper. Which actually got my attention. Kind of later I figured that out, but he was,
Creeper.
Then I ended up going back with him. We broke his couch.
Creeper.
No, it was really good.
This is turning into not Halloween, just
so
sex.
No, well, no, I was having sex in a schoolgirl costume. It was still Halloween.
Oh, there we go.
I've screwed real schoolgirls in real schoolgirl
outfits.
Wait,
and you do that in porn, and is that Halloween? No.
Well, no, this was moving fun, right though. Along. It was
cut
fun.
Her mic.
My high school sweetheart I had when I was 30.
So. I had sex with a sniper in a schoolgirl costume on Halloween. That was fun.
And where is that guy today?
I think he got married.
let's track him down on Twitter.
So
I've definitely tried to Facebook stalk him, couldn't find him.
So I went through and, the birthday is the day before, and I've been to Las Vegas a couple times. Now, Las Vegas is known as
I have
place.
A couple of questions for you about your birthday, but go ahead.
I will. You will have answers. But no, it went through, and Vegas is the place where women go to dress as sluts. Halloween is the place where girls dress as sluts. So now when you have the combination of sluts in Vegas, it is entertaining because the skirts are non-existent.
Are you talking about last year?
No, not last year. Last year, Alex was very, very, very nice. And I'm a big fan of Gordon Ramsay, which we've mentioned a few times on the show. In fact, there's a blog post of my 5 favorite Gordon Ramsay shows on right. theaveragemo.com. But she took me to Gordon Ramsay Steak at the Paris Hotel. Mm. And it was phenomenal. We did the tasting menu, which is a lot. It was basically what comes off of Hell's Kitchen.
Right.
It's essential. And this place is not.
Scallops.
No, this place is not cheap.
No.
Not cheap. It was. I saw the bill and it was frightening.
The most I ever, did you ever go to, I went to Kraft Steak, Kraft in MGM. That bill was nasty. That was four, five people.
How much was it for five people?
It was over $2,000.
Oh, wow. Well, for two people, it was with tip, I believe it was closer to $800.
Yeah. That's about right.
Yeah, it was. It was.
We had,
but it was a great time.
Yeah, this was at AVN. The last time I went to AVN, not the last time, one of the last times I went to AVN, I was there for 6 nights, and I went out with the same people every night, basically. And every night, I picked up the tab the first night, then the next person picked up the tab the second night. You know, every different person picked up the tab every night. I was the smart one. I picked up the first night at the cheaper place, and by the end, we were at the Kraft, and it was like over $2,000. Thanks to Aria Giovanni, picked up the tab on that night.
Very nice. Now, you had a few questions.
Yeah, I had a question about your birthday. Oh, first of all, you're 38 years old.
38.
38 wonderful years.
Sure, why not?
I'm sure. Dating a woman 13 years younger than
I know. What have you learned in 38 years about life?
Okay, what I learned was when I was 18, I was confident. I was cocky. I went off to school because I knew what I was doing. At 25, I knew everything. Absolutely everything. At 30, I woke up and realized I'm kind of an adult now. I'm supposed to adult things and was a little bit of confusion. At 35, I realized 10 years after being 25 that I knew nothing.
Right.
And at 38, I'm hitting the point where I still know I know nothing, but I'm also coming to the realization that I actually know what the fuck I'm doing and just choose to just live life. But I've learned a lot of just, you know, live life. And those things happen to everyone.
A phrase that I like to use, would you agree with? It's like you, I like what I know and I know what I like.
Yes. I am set in my ways. When I go to a place, it's, I go to In-N-Out, I order something. If I go to Panda Express.
In-N-Out is my metaphor for life. It's all about a double-double cheese.
No, but I go to every single place. It's the same. And that's, you know, I like.
He's predictable.
I am
no, but beautiful. You think he's bad. I'm worse. I'm worse than that. Like, I eat the same thing at every place.
And I can't
deviate.
I always say,
I find what I like, and that's it. I don't deviate.
Yeah, I look at it as there's no reason to. I'm happy with what I have. And, you know, we have arguments about what to eat. And I could sit there and do Panda Express every night of the week and call it Broccoli Express or like Kung Pao Chicken Express every night. And I have no problems with that. It's because I'm very set in my way.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, you can get decent. I mean, it's not the most amazing thing. It's not like, you know, New York Chinese food delivery.
Right.
But it's good.
So being 38 and you've been in the porn business a while, you've done a lot of crazy things, photography, celebrities. Would you say right now, are you where you thought you would be?
No, absolutely not.
If I met you 10 years ago and said to you, or say I met you at 25 and said, Mo, where are you going to be when you're 38?
Funny enough, I started going through some old tear sheets of shoots that I worked on, and I came across some tear sheets from 2002 where I worked on a photo shoot for GQ. It was my very first one, and I was a prop stylist assistant on it. And I went through and I met Hayden Christensen. Before that Star Wars came out, I met a chick. I can't remember her name. Come to find out, she's now Uhura on the new Star Trek movies. I look back and that's what I was going to do. I was going to be a celebrity photographer. That was my stepping stone. Right. Working for Peggy was my stepping stone. I enjoyed doing that. Not necessarily the celebrity aspect of it. It was the aspect that if you shoot celebrities, that's what gets you into magazines. You know, so you meet people and that's cool, but it's if you shoot them, you get in the magazines, that how you move on in life. That's what I thought I was going to do. Never, ever, ever in a million years would I have ever thought that I was going to be in porn. I would have never thought that I would be performing in porn, getting my dick sucked on camera. Never. Like there is no, and I was a huge fan
of porn. So if I told you when you were 25 that when you're 38, Mo, you're going to be getting your dick sucked by porn stars, you're going to be doing.
You'd be dating a porn star?
Yeah, and you'd have the average Mo, you would have probably punched me.
I would have said, you are a dirty liar. You have no fucking clue what
you're on
about.
Drugs.
Yeah,
sure.
That would have been, yes.
That would have been true.
Exactly.
But I mean, and now at 38, I'm very close to 40. And that's the midlife crisis for so many people.
No, it's not.
He likes to parents. He close. Likes to look at people on TV.
I thought I was in the middle of my midlife crisis when I was your age, and I found out recently that I so was not.
So you're planning on living to 100?
No, I don't know what I'm going to live to. I just know that the thought process changes a little bit later on. You'll see.
And that's why I was saying before.
But I understand where you're at, though. I understand where you're at 38, though, thinking that the way you think is that you think that, like, you've had plenty of time to do a lot of stuff. Now you've done a lot. Like I said, you know what you like and you like what you know. And as little, as menial as an order at Panda Express to just in life in general, like you have enough experience now. That's why I've always said to all my friends that are, because everybody's younger than me, especially girls that are in their 20s, I always say to people, in your 20s, you spend your 20s trying to figure out what you like and what you don't like.
25 is hard.
It's very hard. But 20s are all about figuring out what you like and don't like and how you like it. Then you get to your 30s and you know what you like, you know what you don't like, and that starts to, everything starts to get a little bit better because you got 10 years experiences of being an adult. Because I don't care what anybody says. You're not, most people, you got to realize you've been an adult, technically speaking, since you're 18, you're legally an adult. But a lot of people, they even say the brain doesn't really fully mature until they're 25. So I always say the 30s are these really amazing times. And you get to, like, now that you're in your late 30s, it's like it gets even better. And then the 40s come along. And then you, like, I always say, then you, if you've survived everything, which is love, loss, heartbreak, death, financial, everything, you start to, you relax a little more because you just tell yourself, I survived this before and I'll survive it again.
I mean, I'm at the age right now where I'm going, I need to get my shit together you now. Do. It's it's like now I'm a real adult. Going time back to grow up. I know what I like. I don't like Halloween. And I don't feel, did you like how I tied that back together? That was good. Bring it all around. I'm good at this game.
If only but you guys could see my face.
I just want you to know right now, Alex, and you will agree with it. You know what? Halloween hates you too.
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
It was talking shit about me.
It's mutual.
So. I told him that I'm going to go out and dress like a slut, whether he comes or not.
I think you should. And then what you do is you leave the house for 10 minutes and then you go put a pile of poo and light it on fire in a doorstep, knock on the door and run and let him put it out with his feet.
I heard there's a delivery service for that coming in the future.
Yeah, Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime delivering shit every day.
It'll be the new drones, yeah.
But no, I mean, by the time this airs, I'll have been saying I am absolutely not going to any sort of party. I'm doing nothing, and that'll be at 10 a.m. when it comes on. And then at the end of the night, by Saturday, we'll find out if that actually happened, and I'm sure I'll be tweeting. I'll post,
but I want you to go, though. I really do want you to go do something.
I think it's Shylar's party, and there's some sort of heaven.
Get invited. At least you get invited. I don't
you
get invited.
You can come. I want you to come.
Shylar, proud sponsor.
If it's a bunch of porn people, the last people I want to be with. Yeah.
So, okay, well, this didn't turn into the knockdown dragout fight that I anticipated. Well, yeah, that's where
you didn't let it.
Ding, ding. Yeah,
love is the key to everything.
Yes, it is. And actually,
maybe your costume. I give it. You could dress up as Richard Avery.
So you wear basketball shorts and a T-shirt and a backwards hat.
Oh wow!
I know, but at least they'll be like, "Ooh, what are you?"
And he can get a fake tattoo of a question mark.
Exactly. I could. And then you can just fucking bring an 8-ball with you.
Woo! Party. Well, on that note.
Okay. And put together some IKEA furniture.
There you go.
Exactly.
On that note, Alex Chance, I appreciate you coming out and having a little bit of a debate with me and talking all about snipers and schoolgirls and such. Where can people hear all your other things on Twitter?
At Alex Chance, XXX on Twitter, Alex Chance, XOXO on the Facebook. AlexChanceXXX.com is currently my blog, will be a website hopefully by the end of 2014 through cherrypimps.com.
Sometime in the new millennium, I will have a website.
I will. And then leavesexwithchance.com is where you find all my fetishy stuff. And sometimes I even suck Mo's dick. So, you know, we'll see.
That's always fun. And our favorite part of the show, are you on FetLife?
I am on FetLife. I think it's Alex Chance XXX. I'm not positive. Don't flip over my phone. It's Alex Chance, Alex Chance XXX, somewhere around there. I'm the only one on there, I believe. So,
well, there you go.
I should use it more.
Go find her on FetLife. She's a freak. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX, or as Mox, some people like to call me.
Mox.
Check out my blog, theaveragemo.com. You can see all sorts of fun videos, photos, and you can listen to this show. Thanks for listening.